protected and get your free $50 gift card, call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
Democrats are now calling for an investigation into the pipeline accident in Alabama. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
This was a tragic accident.
That's a Colonial Pipeline Company spokesman on Monday's blast, which happened as a crew was making repairs to the line in Alabama. One of the workers killed when the equipment ruptured the line. Now five House Democrats who are ranking members on committees that deal with energy and pipelines want the transportation secretary to conduct a full-blown review of the Georgia-based operator. Colonial's Bill Barry saying it's unclear how the Monday blast could have happened.
We had a contractor out there that we've used for many years.
The company hopes to repair and reopen the pipeline this weekend. For now, fuel's in short supply and more expensive in several southern states. I'm Chris Barnes.
Cub players back in Chicago after winning the World Series in Cleveland. A crowd of people welcomed the team as they arrived at Wrigley Field this morning. First baseman Anthony Rizzo was seen holding the Commissioner's Trophy. The Cubs beat the Indians last night 8-7 in 10 innings to win their first championship since 1908. USA Radio News.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Multiple legal challenges now being filed against laws that prohibit people from taking ballot selfies. Here's Chris Barnes.
Let me take a selfie.
Laws concerning ballot selfies on the books in 18 states, and with just days till Election Day, there are legal challenges to them in at least four states, California, Michigan, New York, and Colorado. Though in Colorado, the state's Libertarian Party is challenging that law because spokeswoman Karen Harlow says it goes way beyond just taking ballot selfies.
The Colorado law further forbids people from talking about who they voted for.
Legal experts say while some courts may hand down rulings before Tuesday's balloting, it's unlikely the ballot selfie issue will be settled anytime soon. I'm Chris Barnes.
Now that the Chicago Cubs have won the World Series, who has the longest drought in professional sports? Well, it's the Arizona Cardinals. Here's Jason Campidonia.
According to the record books, the Cardinals have never won a Super Bowl, but did win a couple of world championships back in 1925 and 1947, when they were known around the league as the Chicago Cardinals. The Cards' 69-year championship drought is 1 year longer than the Cleveland Indians' drought, who lost the World Series to the Chicago Cubs Wednesday night in extra innings. The Cardinals eventually moved to St. Louis back in 1960 before relocating to Phoenix in 88. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
For more news and in-depth analysis of today's headlines, visit westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. Where can you go, or what can you listen to in terms of getting information that will be beneficial for your business, whether you're the owner or working in a business? It's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. We're based at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce here in Flemington on Main Street. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. This program is on every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I want to thank you for being here to see and hear our program, and please tell your friends about the program, which is also archived on the Hunterdon Chamber website. Today we have an incredible interview, and I'm so excited about it. Aqua Sprout Farms is located in Branchburg, New Jersey, and it was founded by two young gentlemen who have a wonderful program that I'm very excited to share with you. So that said, I would like to introduce both of them to you, and I'm going to, gentlemen, I'm going to let you introduce yourselves to the audience and tell us who you are and give us some overviews of your business, Aqua Sprout Farms, and then we're really going to get into it a lot more. But why don't we start?
All right, yeah, I'm Keith Mitzak, and this is my brother.
I'm Steve Mitzak.
Okay, and it's I'm glad that you're here. Tell us in a nutshell, and lean more toward your speaker. You're not quite close. Get even closer.
Closer.
Yeah. Or raise it up a little bit, maybe. I don't
Hopefully
know.
It doesn't spring up on me.
A little bit.
All right. Better?
Yeah. So why don't you kind of both give us an overview of your business from different perspectives so that our viewers and listeners can begin to learn about it.
Yeah. So we started an aquaponics farm over in Branchburg. And at a really high level, it's a combination of aquaculture and hydroponics. So we're raising tilapia and growing leafy greens in a closed-loop system, where the fish fertilize the plants and the plants detoxify the water.
Well, so next we have Stephen.
Yep.
Okay, so you are Stephen Mitzak.
Yep.
And tell us, why do you do this?
Well, my brother and I, we were always very health conscious and really liked healthy food, organic food. So we were always into gardening. Our mother got us into that. And then basically in 2011, we found a book about aquaponics. And then we made a little demo in our basement. And we liked aquaponics because it was or is a very sustainable way to farm. And in the end, we use 90% less water and 92% less water or energy per square foot compared to conventional farming.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So you really started you learned about it, you studied it, and started from scratch. Nobody trained you.
No, we had a couple books. And then after that, we went to a bunch of conferences, workshops.
Yeah.
And then I actually did a farming internship with Poplar Wood Farm in 2014. And so that's how we got all our knowledge on farming.
Now, where is that located? Is it
up in Warren County?
Oh, it's in,
yeah,
okay,
Port Murray.
So it's in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's really, really interesting. And I think your dad, Dan, told me that you were able to find a land where you can set up the whole system that you have.
Oh, yeah. We were very lucky. We were actually looking for land for a while. Like I said, we found the book about aquaponics in 2011, but we didn't find our location until 2016. It's an old nursery, John Vermeulen and Son Nursery, total of 64 acres. The landlord, Jeff, is a great guy. And we just retrofitted a greenhouse, put new electric, gas in there, and set it all up.
My goodness. So you, I've seen, I have your brochure right here. So I'm going to hold this up for our viewers so they can see the brochure. And use the technology in aquaponics in order to achieve your goals for producing the greens and herbs you have here, as well as you have the tilapia.
Yes.
That are the... I guess they're the kind of the heart of the whole operation. Mm-hmm. So that in itself is interesting. A lot of people are probably not familiar with what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so glad that you came here today. So can one of you explain how aquaponics, what's the technology, how does it work?
So what you're really trying to do is mimic a natural ecosystem as closely as possible. So you have the fish. They're really a byproduct, but they're there to fertilize the plants.
Mm-hmm.
So their waste, you know, it's ammonia. And there's also a component to aquaponics where you have beneficial bacteria. And that's what breaks down the fish waste and the nutrients that the plants can then uptake and use as fertilizer, which is really high in nitrogen. And the plants help detoxify the water. And it's a closed-loop system, and it goes right back to the fish. And again, what you're trying to do is mimic a natural ecosystem as closely as possible with a nitrification cycle.
So you don't have to worry about wastewater control?
No. Nope. We are zero discharge. Because we have like the main loop in our system, and then we have a media bed. The media bed has these expandable clay pellets that has a large surface area that can host more beneficial bacteria that break down the solid waste into nothing.
Yeah.
My goodness. So tell us more. I'm going to throw the ball in your court, but tell us more about the tilapia. Tell us about what you're growing, and so that people can learn what's available. And you do sell all of these products. So just explain some more details on both types of products.
I guess I could start with the tilapia.
Okay.
So tilapia, that normally has a bad press because they're like, hey, you get it from Asia or something like that. It could be very toxic fish, I guess, because you don't know what they're feeding them. For us, we have a special formulated food that we purchased from Nelson and Paid, where it's rich in different minerals, B vitamins, omega-3, because normally tilapia doesn't have too much omega-3. And so they have a very healthy food. They eat four times a day, so they probably eat better than most people do. And then on top of that, they're raised in tanks. And in their own separate tanks. And these tanks are filled with well water that's tested twice a year. And we actually test water every day on a daily basis to see all the pH levels, ammonia levels, so on and so forth. And then, then when it's time to harvest them, 4 days before we deliver them to Metropolitan Seafood, we take them out of their culture tanks, put them in purge tanks, and then continuously do water exchanges every 4 to 5 hours. So then, and we don't feed them, and that's the key. So then they excrete all their waste, and then they're clean fish. And we also throw salt in there to kill any germs or bacteria. So it's basically the cleanest tilapia you can have.
Wow, that's awesome. So right now it's just the Metropolitan they're on Route 22 in Lebanon.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's a very good deal because they're a very high quality, establishment. And on top of that, they take all of our fish at once. So
wow.
Yeah, we don't have to fly anything. It's nice and easy.
No. I would imagine you're getting calls from other seafood markets or fish markets at this point.
We have, but at the current time, we don't have enough fish to provide, more vendors, more people. So hopefully after 2019, we've got a 1 year of full operation. We want to, go to the banks and get a larger operation. Then we could, go out and reach the other fish markets and things of that nature.
Yeah. Interesting. Your dad, Dan, and I met through the Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College, and he was in some of my classes, and then came to spend some time chatting with me about the business. The SBDC actually can help small business owners find some funding from lending institutions. So that's something that you definitely should be looking into. Mm-hmm. What you do have to do is, and I think you have it already, is develop a business plan.
Yes.
And I think your dad had worked on that. I think so. I think I'm right about that.
Yep.
And it's a good idea to show the business plan to one of the counselors. Now, there are SBDCs all across the United States. So if someone is listening to this program who's not from New Jersey, who's looking for funding, they can go online and find the small business development centers in their respective states and cities throughout the country. There are 1,100 centers altogether nationwide. Each center has a different culture, if you will. Mm-hmm. And the one at Raritan Valley Community College is considered to be among the best in New Jersey, and our director for the center has connections with lenders. So it's usually a good idea to show somebody your business plan who's a member of our team, our counseling team, and counseling's always free nationwide. And then once you pass muster, so to speak, with your business plan, then he will make arrangements for you to meet lenders. So
all
that's
right.
Something you really want to think about. A lot of people just don't realize it. I think sometimes I consider it to be the best kept secret. So,
kind of, yeah. You guys have a lot of programs that are extremely useful because we did the business planning course, so on and so forth. And like you said, my dad was attending the marketing classes and whatnot.
Oh, you did? Okay. So that's,
several classes. They were really helpful.
Yeah. So that's really good. Because, you've got something special and you want to keep that ball rolling.
Yes.
And, yeah, for sure. So the, let's see, I'm seeing how I'm doing in my time here. I'm going to break for a couple of commercials from our sponsors, and then I'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I'm here every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I have wonderful guests, Stephen and Keith Mitzak, who are owners of AquaSprout Farms, based in Somerset County, New Jersey. And I'm so glad you're here to tell us about your business, because it's so fascinating. Before we get into your the lettuce and the herbs that you sell, how much of the fish weigh when you harvest them to sell them?
When we harvest them, we get them between a pound and a half to 2 pounds.
You do? Okay. Yeah. Go tell my husband so we can go so he knows what to buy. Yeah. So tell me, tell us more about the greens that you're growing, because I know you have quite a variety from what your dad has told me.
Yeah, well, over the time, we've been practicing, you know, trying to grow different types of lettuces and different types of greens. So currently, we're growing, what is it, romaine, dragoon, that's the type of romaine, Swiss chard, kale, and basil.
Okay.
Yeah.
He also said you had some special lettuce that, do you remember you told me?
That's the salad bowl.
Oh, salad bowl.
Salad
lettuce.
Bowl.
Yes.
So what's that?
That's a tender, crisp lettuce, and it's loose leaf, and that has quickly become the favorite lettuce that we sell. Customers just come, and we sell so many of that, you know, comparatively speaking to other lettuces, basically double the amount.
Really?
Yeah.
How long does it take to grow the lettuce or the romaine? Is there a certain number of days or weeks that you have to?
Approximately 39 days,
Depending
on the variety. But in aquaponics, one of the benefits of aquaponics is the plants grow faster because all the nutrients that the plants need, it's already dissolved, so the plants could take it up. So we could cut 3 to 4 days off the maturity date of each.
Well, there's that, and there's also we're in a controlled environment. So we have lighting and things of that nature. So when it's getting darker out, we could extend the growing period by, you know, keeping the lights on longer and things of that nature.
Wow. That is really something. Did you bring some with you to show us? I think it's a good idea for, you know, when the romaine lettuce was causing health conditions, I'm sure you had quite a few phone calls.
A lot of people were talking about it at the farmer's markets, too.
There's the dino kale.
So let me put it, give me some, too.
Here's the dinosaur kale or lacinato.
Now, so what is this?
Dinosaur kale.
So there's different kinds of kale?
Exactly.
Yeah, and this is your regular curly kale.
Oh wow! Can you see it in the picture?
You should, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a little of the
I've never, of course, I don't cook kale that. Flavor wise.
Yeah.
How is this compared to the other kind?
The dinosaur kale, it's more on the tender side.
It is.
Versus otherwise, it's pretty much the same. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what else do you have here?
Oh, salad bowl.
This is a salad.
Oh, is that the salad bowl?
That's the favorite.
Oh, let's see.
It's like a bouquet of flowers almost.
There we go.
Aha. Look at this. This reminds me, there's a head lettuce that I like that's real tender.
Yeah.
It's the same, it's a paler green, I forget what it's called. Yeah. Oh, it's this here.
The butterhead.
Oh, this is the butterhead.
Okay.
So we sell it in clam shells.
Yeah.
That helps preserve the life.
Yeah.
It's also called Boston lettuce.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a loose leaf butterhead. That's what we have here.
Wow, that looks wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you sell this in the clamshell, do you put your company label on the flat part of the box?
Most of the time, we do not. We did in the beginning. We're going to look into more labeling options.
Yeah.
But right now, at the farmers markets, so far we haven't needed it. But if we say we do go to a grocery store, absolutely.
Well, yeah, I have a real thing about labeling products because I think there are. Yeah, in theory, you don't know where that package is going to go.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it'll go from the house to the garbage, but suppose they, sometimes we'll have a family event and we'll take all the ingredients with us.
Yeah.
And for that reason, that container might end up in someone else's home and they'll get to see it. Helps to, from a marketing standpoint, your dad knows that I get on my soapbox about marketing, but when somebody has purchased from you and then they see your name, mm-hmm. that reinforces the decision that they made to do business with you.
Okay.
And it embeds that brand name in their brain that they'll look for it next time. So that's why I feel very strongly about that.
Okay.
So that's my 2 cents on
definitely,
a marketing tip. So I'm going to put, I'll keep it right here. So that's interesting. So the other thing I found fascinating that you were able to get funding through Kickstarter,
yes.
which is a crowdfunding site. How did you choose Kickstarter? Because I know there are many different crowdfunding sites.
We were just more familiar with it.
Yeah.
Because like you said, there are multiple different types.
Yeah.
But we heard about Kickstarter. And the internship I did with Poplar Wood Farm, the owner of that farm, he did a Kickstarter, so he told me about it. So I had a head start on knowing what to do and how to approach it.
Yeah. So for those people who are not overly familiar with the crowdfunding, can you explain how that works?
So yeah, with the Kickstarter, it's all or nothing. So you set a goal. We did 19,000, and the idea is you make a video, you make a campaign, basically trying to convince people why they should donate to you. And for projects on Kickstarter, it usually has to do something like business-related projects, but also something that could benefit the community. So we focused on how environmentally friendly it is and sustainable it is and how it could benefit being a good source of food for the local community. So once we were able to promote that, people would watch the video, contribute to how much they would like to, but also, depending on how much it gave, they would get a prize.
And I've read that that you can give. Somebody said you. I heard a presentation a long time ago on crowdfunding, and the first level of giving back would be a virtual hug. But then after that, people were getting getting coupons. What were the levels and what were?
So you give $10, $15. It was a bumper sticker. A pen that's at Aqua Sprout Farms on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go up a couple ranks and it's a t-shirt with a combination of a shopping bag so you don't use plastic. And then at the end of it is a fish fry, which we still have to do.
Yes.
So people I gave, I think it was either 500 or 1,000. I don't exactly remember the tiers.
Yeah.
We actually had a handful in that those categories, but you get a fish fry along with the other t-shirts and the other little knickknacks.
And so many heads of lettuce, yes.
That's amazing. So your goal was to get the 19,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you got it.
Yes, we did.
Does it continue beyond that goal, or does it the program come to a stop?
It comes to a stop after that.
No, if you reach your goal,
it
can go double, 10 times the amount. The only thing is, if you don't reach your goal, you get absolutely nothing.
Right. I've
so
read
let's
that.
Say you got 18,000. All the money goes back to whoever was donating the money. But yeah, if you ask for $5 on Kickstarter, for example, and you got $10,000, you got that $10,000.
You did,
yeah.
What was your goal in terms of using the funding that you got?
So we wanted to use it for stuff that would help the environment, controlling the greenhouse environment. So we got insect netting to prevent any kind of aphids or things like that that could potentially attack the lettuce. along with backup motors and pumps that, you know, operate the system on a daily basis. We were looking to also, we're still looking into getting a van, because right now we just have our pickup truck, but we need something that could be cooled, maybe even like a refrigerated van.
Yeah.
But something that we could actually move more product.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, that's I was not aware that you had to have a project that would be beneficial to the community, as you have pointed out, which is really very nice.
Oh, yeah.
I think that you were able to do that. So you got your goal, and do you think you'll ever do it again?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
It was definitely great. It was a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's a job in itself.
Yeah.
But, you know, down the road, absolutely. I don't see why not.
Yeah. Well, now, I know that in order to be successful in crowdfunding, you have to market the fact that the project even exists. How did you let people know that you were doing this?
A lot of it was just social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook.
LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And then that actually was really useful, LinkedIn. I didn't think about it. Steve did, and he got a couple former coworkers of his that were really generous.
Yeah.
So we're really thankful for that. But also, just even boots on the ground. I know where we got our hair cut, and we put flyers there so people could see it.
Yeah.
And you try to do a little bit of everything.
That's interesting. How much did you have to do a lot of pre-planning before it actually launched, or and did you also market it while it was in progress?
We did do a lot of planning beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
We could have done more marketing.
Yes.
In hindsight, we could have done, if we actually did like a month or two of actual just pure marketing, I think we did like, 3 weeks maybe?
Yeah.
But in hindsight, if we did a couple more, because it's really just getting the word out there, because we had people even after the campaign was over, like, oh, can we, you know, donate some money? And they're, it's like, it's too late. But marketing is definitely where we should have focused more.
That's amazing. I mean, I often tell my students in the marketing classes, I teach marketing and selling and some mm-hmm. other topics at Raritan College, but today we're in an era where people are helping one another, and that's obviously, that's what's working here in this whole process,
mm-hmm.
which I give you a lot of credit. You did a video, I believe.
We did. Yes.
Is that the video that's on your website?
Which one?
Do you have a?
I think we did a little clip of it, right?
I haven't looked at it lately. I looked at it a while ago.
Yeah. I don't think it's the full video. It's the clip.
Okay. It's a clip of it.
Yeah.
So if people want to see the videos, they can. So what is your website?
AquasproutNJ.com.
Okay. NJ. So why did you put NJ in the web address?
Just in case there's another company out there that has a similar name. So they knew that this is Aquasprout, New Jersey. And
okay.
They knew it was us better.
It also signifies that we're local. So when we're in the central Jersey and we have NJ there, you know, a lot of people are looking to buy local food. So with the NJ there, it tells them that story.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. I like your strategy on that. I've never heard anybody make such a statement. So mm-hmm. I think that's really, really good. Do you think someday you would probably branch out then after you get your, well, it's probably down the road at this point.
Yeah.
But
yeah. It's still, you know, in the Northeast, obviously, but, you know, a little bit of Pennsylvania, New York, once we, you know, get a larger facility.
Yeah. Wow. Excellent. Let's see. I have a couple more sponsors, and I think we're going to listen to a news break and some sponsors, and then we'll come back.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump accepted Nikki Ambassador's resignation as UN Ambassador. She said she will exit at the end of the year. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke about the resignation from the White House.
I wanted to thank Ambassador Haley for the good work that she's done. She's been a great partner of mine for the now 5 months that she and I have been working together, and I want to wish her very well in whatever comes next for her.
Over 120,000 people along Florida's panhandle were ordered to clear out Tuesday as Hurricane Michael picked up steam in the Gulf of Mexico with winds of 120 miles an hour. The storm is expected to make landfall Wednesday, and Governor Rick Scott said this is the time to be evacuating.
We have declared a state of emergency in 35 Florida counties. This allows state, federal, and local emergency managers to be able to quickly respond to this disaster.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Thank you. It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I was going to take a look at the weather, but I have to turn because I didn't bring my cell phone. But the patchy fog this evening after 10 o'clock, it's... And let's see, tonight, a chance of showers tonight. And it's Wednesday, patchy fog. Wednesday night, some more showers. So Thursday, showers. Thursday night, showers are likely. Anyway, have your umbrella handy. So right now, though, here in Flemington, it's overcast, but the weather's mild. I think it's in the mid-70 degree range right now. Okay, let's keep on going because we have a lot more to explore here with us, Keith and Stephen Mitzak, who are the owners of Aqua Sprout Farms LLC in Somerset County. And during the break, you were talking about the fact that people are very concerned about the environment, which means that they want to know about pesticides and herbicides and all that kind of stuff. So can you explain more about what's actually written on the front of your brochure?
Sure. So basically, in aquaponics, we don't use any herbicides or pesticides. And the reason being is, well, we want to be organic. And on top of that, if we did, we'd kill the fish, and they're our source of fertilizer. So we cannot do that even if we wanted to. So it's very organic.
Yeah, good point. Oh, wow. So I'm sure that people bring this up. When you're at the farm markets, I would imagine you're meeting more people in a place like that that are concerned about the environment.
Oh, they're very concerned, and that's why we made big signs. So then when they're walking past our tent, they could see it, no herbicides, no pesticides. And that catches their eye because sometimes they'll walk right by you. But ever since we start putting those big signs up, they would come in, start asking more questions, and then next thing you know, there's a sale.
Yeah, good for you. Now, you've been at several farmer markets this year.
Yes. So one of them's Bridgewater, near the library, and the other one's in White House, the shops at the farm, and they're both pretty good markets.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are they on the weekends?
Yes.
Every
one's
week?
On Saturday. That's the shops at the farm, and on Sunday's the Bridgewater one.
Wow. So the two of you are doing that too?
Yes. Yep. And when that comes to the end, though, that's going to end in at the end of October. We're also going to hook up with an online vendor, Arrow Farms, so then people can continuously get our product even through the winter because we're year-round.
Where is Arrow Farms located?
They have their website. So the idea is it's kind of like an online CSA.
Okay.
So you go on there as a customer, and you go and you pick out what you want. So you want some lettuce or you want some, you know, beets. This guy is connected with multiple different local farms. In the winter, it'll probably be more with the other farms, like hot sauces and things of that nature. But they pick it out, they put it in their shopping basket, and then the guy that runs it, his name's escaping me for a second.
I don't recall.
If I remember, I'll bring it back up.
Okay.
But he's a great guy, and he comes, picks it up from the farmers, and then he delivers the produce and things like that to the house.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So he actually delivers.
Yes.
And
it's
service.
Arrow Farms.
Yes.
Wow, that's fascinating. Are there others like him? You're probably going to find a few more.
I think he's
looked.
The first. He started this operation down in Florida, but he moved back up here to be with family, and he's just trying to recreate what he did down there because it was such a success.
Yeah.
And they would love that. People have busy lives, and he's really, I think, filling a need.
What about restaurants and other natural food stores?
That's our next step, basically. So we did the farmers markets. We're going to work with Arrow Farms, but now we're going to start gearing and marketing towards different types of restaurants as well. So we have a good mix.
That's a good idea, because you often will hear of certain restaurants that specialize in sourcing their food products from the local farmers. Mm-hmm. So that's an open door to you, obviously, to go find them. And I think, what about, I know the one store that that I went to a long time ago is Basil Bandwagon, but I know they carry a lot of, I know the owner is really, really into environmental, the environment. Even the way he lives at his home, I've heard his home is environmentally friendly.
Oh, and, nice. He definitely, he's on our radar. We haven't reached out to him yet, but definitely on our radar.
Because you said you have, you also have herbs that you're selling, that you're producing?
We do have a little bit of basil, and we're still more experimenting with that, but there's a potential that we'll have basil in the future.
Okay, well, Basil Bandwagon then.
All right.
That's a given, right?
Absolutely.
Make sure that he knows we talked about him on the program. That's for sure. So, what are I know that you were during the break. You were mentioning a few other things that you wanted to segue into with what you're doing.
We talked about the no pesticides, and then basically with the farmers markets, and I guess really that was it. But you know, right now for future plans for 2019, we really want to get rock and rolling with. Additional outlets as restaurants, and maybe a couple more farmers markets as well. And then 2020 is, you know, when we're looking to expand and to increase the output, and then we could reach out to more fish markets because we'll have more fish to give out.
Yeah. Is tilapia the ideal fish for this kind of operation?
Yes, it is. Yes. They're pretty much bulletproof. They're a schooling fish, one. So when you have them in tanks, you know, they're comfortable in those tanks. And in aquaponics, you never want to overstock it, so we always keep the stock ratios low. You want about 3 gallons per every pound of fish. With that said, we get all male tilapia, so they're an ideal candidate just because they produce more waste, which increases the nutrient level in the water, so then the plants will grow faster.
And also they grow a lot faster than the female ones, so then the turnover is even better.
So you have do you have one or several sources to get your baby fish?
Right now we have one. We're using Mariculture. They're down in New Mexico.
Oh,
they're
really?
Biosecure. They meet all the different regulations. So we're really happy with the quality of fish that we're getting from them.
How big are they when you get them?
They're about 1 gram. They're
very small.
Really tiny. Yeah. That's interesting. So you have them shipped up. Are they freight, air freight or truck?
UPS.
UPS sends them.
So they're put in a bag, they blow the air in there, the oxygen, tie it up, and UPS comes, and sometimes they're in a Home Depot box, and they show up at our door.
Yep.
That's wild.
Within 24 hours, yeah.
Really? In 24 hours?
Within, yeah, you don't want them in there too long.
Well, what I'm surprised they came that distance. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. I have things that are shipped in a shorter distance that take like 4 times longer. So that's really interesting. So what else do we do? I have to tell Dad. Dad's here listening. He's not on the video here. But what are some of the things, Dad, that we need to be sure to cover? I know you're taking notes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think the guys did a really good job of going over the process and so on. I think that one thing for clarification purposes is the process with Arrow Farms. And the way I understood it, Arrow Farms would reach out to the farmers and say, what do you have? You would take pictures of what you have, you send it to Arrow Farms on a Sunday, he takes all his orders on a Sunday with the pictures that you sent him, what's available, and then how much.
Yeah.
When you're sold out, you're sold out, which is great for the farm, it's just in time.
Yeah.
All said and done, you're only harvesting what they're selling. And then on Monday is when he starts the delivery. I think that was
that really helps out too, because normally when you go to a farmer's market, you harvest, you're guessing what you're going to sell. So with Arrow Farms, he's going to tell you exactly what he needs, so you're not throwing away or composting any leftover leafy greens that you would have at a farmer's market. So it's actually, you save some produce and you're less wasteful.
Mm-hmm. Cut down waste, yeah.
So so if our listeners go to your website or go to their website, first of all, they know they're going to get something that he's able to ship just in time for what their needs. They come to your website. What are some of the pages that are on your website?
So there's about us, and then there's a description page about our products as well. What else do we have on there? just basically how they could contact us, things
like that. And the different markets that we're in.
Yeah. We do plan in the future to have a little farmer stand outside of our greenhouse because we've had multiple people ask about that. So we'll have, you know, the time and location of that, you know, post on there when that happens for it. We're thinking next spring.
Yeah. Yeah, you should definitely do that. What about recipes for salad dressing or actually for the fish, for cooking the fish?
Well, actually, the one thing that we were trying to do is figure out recipes for the kale because not a lot of people know about kale.
That's true.
So right now we're currently putting together different, you know, cards of different recipes that we could, you know, show the customers because a lot of people come up, oh, I hear it's great for me, but I don't know what to do with it.
Well, I'm in that boat.
Yeah. All right. We'll give you a few recipes then.
I have never bought kale.
No?
And there's just certain things that just didn't strike my fancy, but now I'm interested. Yeah. The more I hear you talk about it.
Kale is really high in vitamin K, C, and A, amongst other things, magnesium.
Uh-huh.
So we also do, we didn't mention it, we do sell Swiss chard.
Oh, yes.
And that's high in vitamin K as well, A, and also high in iron. So there's a lot of benefits with those kind of plants.
That begs a question for me. On your website, do you list the nutritional values of each of these greens that you sell?
We do not.
You don't? Is that something you could do or would...
That would be a smart idea, yeah.
So because maybe that would hit home to a lot of people that are concerned about nutrition. And in fact, I met a gentleman, I'm friends with a gentleman who's had some serious heart issues, and he's not supposed to eat meat anymore. And what's interesting is I attended a I work in the pet industry, and I was at a trade show last week, and there was a fellow talking about pet nutrition. But he made the comment that there are so many different ingredients going into pet foods, and a lot of them are questionable and so forth. But one of the things he said was because people are giving more vegetables to pets, he pointed out that in the case of broccoli, it's not as rich in proteins as it used to be years ago.
Interesting.
And
that's
probably
when you're talking about like conventional farming, because they'll throw the pesticides and all of the herbicides on the soil, on the plant, which is then harming the soil and killing the beneficial bacteria there.
Yeah, I'm sure you're absolutely right. And when I heard that, I thought, man, that's because we always think in terms of eating broccoli.
Yeah.
You know, that's really good for you. But if it's, this fellow that I know is not supposed to be eating meat anymore because of his heart condition, he's going to have to look around to see what vegetables he should be eating to maintain his health, because he's, you know, it's very concerned about it.
That's definitely a good idea. We should definitely do that.
I would definitely do that. So you've learned two things now.
Yeah, right.
Put nutritional content and labels on everything that goes out the door.
Yep,
absolutely.
And also make sure that people who are buying from you at the farm markets are given, we'll make sure they get a brochure so they can pass it around to their friends. Yeah,
absolutely. We do make sure we do that.
Yeah, you want word of mouth from people.
Well, it's easier to even hand it off, so you don't have to sit there and, like, you know, preach to them. Some people don't appreciate that, but you hand them the flyer and they can read it at their own leisure, which works really well.
Yeah, and this is good because it has some really good points in here. The safety aspect with regard to the environment, and then you talk about where you're selling it, and also the use of energy and less use of water. I'm impressed by the fact you don't have to worry about wastewater.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's because I work in the pet industry, and there are a lot of manufacturers who use water, and then they have to main. I used to work for a company that makes rawhide dog chews. They have to maintain all the wastewater in these huge, huge, big plastic. I don't know, what do you call them, bins or something, and then they have to have somebody haul it away.
Another whole
and
process.
Who knows? And we're talking about a lot of money just handling water.
Well, that's the great benefits about aquaponics, because you have hydroponics, which has like the man-mined minerals that they have to put in there. But what do they do after with all that nutrient-rich water? They have to dispose of it. And then the same thing goes with aquaculture. You're raising a lot of fish in small areas. They produce a lot of waste. So whatever environment they're in, they're, you know, impacting it negatively. But aquaponics combines the, you know, both techniques, and it really balances out where the plants detoxify the water, the fish, you know, fertilize them, and it's just really, really beneficial in that sense.
It's really the best of both all worlds, isn't it? Really? Oh my gosh, that's really interesting. Okay, let me see. Check my time. Looks like we have a couple more messages from our sponsors, and we'll continue.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. One of the things I'd like to share with the listeners is the fact that the Hunterdon Chamber puts on a business expo every November in Flemington. It is spectacular. So I have a flyer here, and I'll show it on the screen here. But it's being held on November, 8th, and it's at the Next Level Arena in Flemington. I believe that's off of Route 202 in Flemington. You have to go because there are so many vendors. It's a B2B and a B2C show. Consumers do walk the show floor, and they're invited in. And about it starts at, 2 o'clock. Let me just double check here. Yeah, 2 to 7, but starting at 5 o'clock, quite a number of restaurants here in Flemington offer free food. It's like, it's unbelievable. So be ready to eat at 5 o'clock, and you get have a chance to taste different dishes from restaurants in the area. So it's a great way to discover new places, new restaurants that you may wish to visit at a later time. So I really encourage you to go. If you don't have a booth, you might want to next year if you're a business owner. So go there, check it out, see who's there. Check out the competition. I teach a class in trade show marketing. And the last Friday of this month, I will be teaching a class for the exhibitors so that it really helps their to increase their return on investment for the show. Although it's not an expensive event, but you want to make sure that whenever you do a trade event or a trade show or an expo, that it is successful. So what I teach in that class gives you tips and tools that you could use elsewhere in addition to the business expo. So Keith and Stephen, you know that you've gotten to meet quite a few people at Raritan College and at the Small Business Development Center. And by the way, that's sponsored in part by the Small Business Administration as well as the state of New Jersey as well as the host institution. In this case, we're talking about Raritan Valley Community College in North Branch, New Jersey. So what are some of the resources that you've been able to capitalize on from the SBDC?
So basically, we took a bunch of different courses, actually. We did QuickBooks, business planning, web page design, labeling, and in the near future, hopefully financing.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's really good.
It's a great resource.
I've had, you're my kind of client. You're the kind of client that we like to see at the SBDC. I've worked with several people over the course of a number of years, and they just make the rounds to see all the counselors because business changes all the time, and all of a sudden you discover you've got questions and you need to talk to somebody about them. We have people that can talk about HR issues. You don't have any employees at this point, I assume.
Currently not.
But you will.
Yes.
So you need to talk to our HR professional to make sure that you're up to speed with all the laws with regard to hiring people. And there may be people that would be independent contractors, but you need to know the difference between somebody who's an employee versus an independent contractor. Mm-hmm. And we also have an attorney. And you may eventually end up with contracts with some of the farms that you're working with, mm-hmm. some of the farmers, and you want to make sure that everybody's, it's a win-win for everybody, basically. Yeah. So what about insurance? You have insurance.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Okay, and I know we have an insurance professional there, so if I don't know if you saw that professional, but if things change a little bit, it might be a good idea to come back and make sure. I think it's a good idea to know what kind of insurance you need before you go shopping for it.
Yes.
With a broker.
Oh, we definitely met with them.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's good. So so that's very good. So I think we're almost coming down to the wire. I'm looking for my time here, and I lost it on the screen, which I normally use. I don't know what happened to it. It normally is here. I don't know. Today my screen's not working well for me. So anyway, let's just give your, before we sign off, let's talk a little bit more about what you have to offer, what's coming down the pike in terms of the tilapia, where to get it, and the kinds of greens and herbs that you're selling.
Yeah, so right now we're growing romaine lettuce, butterhead lettuce, and we're also doing a salad bowl, and then we're doing kale, and we're doing Swiss chard. Those are our primary crops that we're growing.
And basil.
And basil. And then you can buy them currently at the farmers markets in Bridgewater and shops at the farm. And then going into the winter, you could also buy it at Arrow Market online. And we're year-round, so whether it's January or August, we'll be producing.
Yeah. Okay, so the shops at the farm is located at 661 U.S. Route 22 in White House Station on mm-hmm. Saturdays, and then Bridgewater Farmers Market on One Vote Drive in Bridgewater. That's right, where we used to have, SBDC used to have a satellite office down there. It's not there anymore. But that's right there near the Somerset County Library.
Yep.
And Bridgewater Mall. So if anybody's going in that direction, and there's a lot of traffic that goes mm-hmm. in that direction, they would know that you're there on Sundays. And what? And then you have the Arrow Farm.
Yes.
What did you say something else also? Or coming to your place?
Well, that'll be next spring.
That'll be next spring.
We plan on reaching out to the township and
okay.
having a little farmer stand ourselves.
Okay. And okay, so next year your brochure is going to have your address on it.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. and by the way, can I make a suggestion speaking
yeah.
about your brochure?
Sure.
Can you put even a P.O. box on here and your email address and a phone number?
Okay. Because we normally have our business cards that we hand out, but we could also add that on
okay.
as well.
And if you hand a business card and now I'm getting my marketing hat on. If you hand out a business card and a brochure, do you staple them together?
No.
Okay, that's something. Always take a stapler with you.
Okay.
I just came back from a trade show, and I was amazed at people say, well, here's my brochure. And I say, well, can I have your business card? Well, so they don't get lost, can you staple them together?
Yeah.
And they say, oh, I didn't bring a stapler. So very important. So I want to thank you for being here. And
thank you.
I wish you well with everything that you're doing. It's very, very exciting. And maybe you can come back again next year so we can learn more about your progress in the center. And maybe I'll get a chance to see you someday at the center as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. So again, thank you for being here. And I think we're going to conclude the program. And we'll see you next time. Okay.
Take care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You are
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo returned home from his trip to North Korea, where he met with dictator Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Pompeo updates us on that trip.
I want to thank Chairman Kim for the time that I got to spend with him, where we got to talk about all the range of issues that are in front of our two countries that will let us get there. And he appreciated the president having sent me, and we will, in short order, be able to talk about when the president will get a chance to meet with him at what will be the second summit.
President Trump announced at the Oval Office today that Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley will be leaving her job at the end of the year. The president thanked her for her service.
So, Nikki, I just wanted to tell you that we will miss you. We'll be speaking all the time, but we will miss you nevertheless, and you have done a fantastic job, and I want to thank you very much.
Hurricane Michael is intensifying and set to strike the panhandle of Florida as a Category 3 hurricane sometime tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself. And also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Google is shutting down Google Plus. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more details.
The shutdown of the long-dormant consumer arm of its social network comes after Google exposed the private data of hundreds of thousands of Google Plus users and then didn't disclose the issue this past spring, in part because of fears that doing so would draw regulatory scrutiny and could cause reputational damage. That's according to people briefed on the incident. Upon discovering the bug, Google patched it, but again opted not to disclose it to the public. In announcing the closure now of Google Plus, Google acknowledged that it failed to gain significant traction with consumers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump had lunch today with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who just returned home from North Korea. The president is currently traveling from Washington, D.C. to Omaha, Nebraska for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Last month, the United States and Canada agreed to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement. President Trump was never a fan of NAFTA, so much as called it a disaster. The new NAFTA will be replaced by the USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. Stephen Harper is a former Prime Minister of Canada. He talks about how this deal will benefit the United States.
I think from the standpoint of the United States, the gains on the auto sector, there's both content requirements and wage provisions, a number of other things that really should help over time tilt new production back to the United States. I really always felt that this was the only real grievance that I thought was legitimate about Mexico. You know, Canada and the United States, we bailed out the auto sector during the global financial crisis, and then the next thing we see, the moving production to Mexico. So I think that was a legitimate thing for the president to be concerned about, and I think this helps tilt that back.
Next, the former prime minister talks about the trade differences between us and China.
I think the problem with Chinese trade is actually more fundamental. We've ended up setting up a system post-WTO. I can criticize this because it happened before I was there. We're really... You know, the Chinese can have wide-ranging access to our markets. They can sell an awful lot here at kind of when they want and where they want and at what quantity. It is the opposite in the case of us. When we go to China, we can only sell what the Chinese say we can sell, when they say we can sell it, and in what quantity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo returned home from his trip to North Korea, where he met with dictator Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Pompeo updates us on that trip.
I want to thank Chairman Kim for the time that I got to spend with him, where we got to talk about all the range of issues that are in front of our two countries that will let us get there. And he appreciated the president having sent me, and we will...